Okay, so you're going to go down to, you know, by where the old Eaton's used to be? Yeah, well, just a few doors down from that. Then you're going to go out, you know, the old number 2 highway there? Yeah, you're going to drive out there about 5 minutes. And then, you know, where the old barn used to be, the one that burnt down, the snow not there anymore.
This week on Isletunes, New Year's kicks in a little late with some odometer turning and sort of resolutions, while Luca Hall's new one laments the lack of funds for romance, and Mi'kmaq rapper B-Knock expounds on being non-white in a white town. Yous ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the PEI Arts Award-nominated Isletunes for the week of January 5th, 2025. How are we a quarter of the way into the 21st century over here? Aren't we supposed to have flying cars by now and been to Mars and all that? And we're trying fascism on again in too many parts of the world because why not? Guess the best I can do is entertain you with another year's worth of music from island artists that you're not going to find on any radio station we've got. As the show's coordination assistant Jackie Robichaud can tell you, we no sooner get permission to play one artist that we find 10 more to add to the list. And that's good, because it means Canada's smallest province is hella big when it comes to music scenes. So why don't we get at her already and put some ile in your tunes? See what I did there? Now, though most of us have taken our Christmas decorations down by now, I'm gonna backtrack into a PEI Christmas album to kick things off, and in a minute, you'll see why. Summerside native Nathan Wiley began his career in 2002, and while he's had output in both the 2010s and 2020s, it was in the 2000s that he was the most prolific, so far anyway. His debut album was listed in Billboard magazine's top 10, and a couple of its tracks found their way into Canadian movies. But even by 2007, Nathan was well aware of the passage of time. That's when a legion of local musicians got together, calling themselves the Prince Edward Island All-Stars, to record the holiday album The 13 Days of Christmas. And alongside the likes of Haunted Hearts, Nudie and the Turks, Paper Lions, and Megan Blanchard, Nathan Wiley added his musical two cents, not about mistletoe and candy canes, but a fact about Christmas that largely goes over our heads. Its arrival also signals the end of a year. With that in mind, Isletunes begins as another 12 months begins, with Nathan asking the all-important question, where did the year go? Indeed, Nathan, where? Can a year be put on the back of a milk carton?
Waiting for the wind to blow, waiting for that Christmas snow. Where did the year go? Oh, sitting around that big old tree, feels just like it used to be, silver and gold. These days don't last long. Another year gone. Oh, play did the year go? These days don't last long. Another year is gone. Another year.
La dinde, dinde du jour de l'an.
C'est un la dinde, 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 dinde.
swing of a gas ball, don't miss up a Coca-Cola. Dan, 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 dans les 20 du jour de l'an.
Oui, je le reste l'estomac longtemps.
Oui, je le reste l'estomac longtemps.
Derrière chez nous, y'a un étang. En way, la petite jument.
Derrière chez nous, y'a un étang. En way, la petite jument.
Trois beaux canards s'en vont baignant. En way, la petite jument.
En way, la petite jument.
Trois beaux canards s'en vont baignant. En way, la petite jument.
Trois beaux canards s'en vont baignant. En way, la petite jument.
Le fils du roi s'en va chassant. En way, la petite jument.
En way, la petite jument.
Si vous voyagez un brin du côté de Saint-Quentin, dites bonjour à mes parents qui habitent le cinquième rang. Vous pouvez pas les manquer, prenez le chemin pas barré. Près de la maison, vous verrez, y a une croix qu'on a plantée.
En vous voyant arriver, mon haut-tra son tablier, et dira, mais entrez donc, passez donc dans le salon. Les planchers tout frais cirés, on nous a fait le marché. Un bouquet de fleurs des champs embaume l'appartement.
C'est charmant chez nos parents, ce que ça sent bon dans nos vieilles maisons, dans son gaiement, c'est le bon temps du rigodon dans nos vieilles maisons.
From 2010, when Les Étoiles Acadiennes Eau de l'Acadie morphed into Eau de Noël, that is La Réveillon, or New Year's Eve, on iTunes. That was some serious ringing in of the new year from the group that formed as part of the celebrations for the 400th anniversary of Acadia. Aside from the holiday album they recorded as Eau de Noël, their only other record was the self-titled one they released in 2005. But they live on, in a way, through member Patricia Richard, who in more recent years serves as half of the duo Sirène et Matelot, the other half being fiancé Lenny Gallant. Said duo took home two Music PEI awards last year and are up for another one for 2025. Incroyable! Let's hop a train from France, per se, to Holland, per se, which is where we come by this next artist, through heritage anyway. Peter Iselstein grew up in Woodstock, Ontario, and now makes a home in Hope River, which is a short left turn out of New Glasgow. When he's not crafting handmade pottery or turning potatoes into soap and lotion, he's putting his musical training at Toronto's Royal Conservatory to good use, composing Baroque and ragtime instrumentals. In 2021, Peter transferred his love of the island into an album called Prince Edward Island, which wouldn't have been out of place in an Anne of Green Gables adaptation or in Ella Montgomery's Time time itself, for that matter. Since the very action of flipping the calendar to an unwritten year implies new beginnings, it's only fitting to give you one via Peter Eiselstein and his track, New Beginnings. Imagine yourself horse and buggying down the main dirt drag of Charlottetown in a giant hat and parasol while listening. It's easy. Het is nieuwe beginpunte op iTunes. Timey goodness of Peter Eiselstein with New Beginnings on iTunes. Everything new-ish is old again. Coming up, Ringing In 2025 continues with Wood Andrews and Baja Royalty. Hey, it's probably a good idea while you're still in a back-in-time tryptophan-like coma to keep with that theme and thumb through some periodicals of yesteryear thanks to islandnewspapers.com. Yep, it's once again time for This Week in PEI History. January 8, 1869, the Royal Gazette noted that then-Colonel Secretary George Coles, in accordance with the Act to Prevent Peddlers Traveling and Selling Within This Island Without License, announced the granting of such licenses lasting 1 year to several island men, including Henry Coombs, Edward Lane, and James McVean, with a beast. I'm not making that up. Looks like McVean had the Beastmaster beat by about 113 years. January 10, 1916, The Guardian announced that a Captain D.A. McKinnon of Charlottetown had been given command of the field-grade ammunition column for the Maritime Provinces in the Great War, and that they were looking to recruit upward of 150 drivers and gunners from the island. Potential recruits were asked to write to McKinnon stating their age, occupation, military expertise, if any, chest measurement, and height. Nothing about weight? Or was the chest measurement some kind of giveaway about what the scale said? Fun fact, the Great War, or World War I as we came to know it after we decided to have a sequel, is when fascism first became a thing in Italy, thanks Mussolini. Actual fun fact, if you wanted to subscribe to The Guardian in 1916, it'd run you $3.50 a year if you wanted your paper delivered, $2.50 a year if you chose to get it by mail. January 11, 1940, The Guardian marked the passing of Cape Traverse native John Dickey, who was considered a pioneer of Restigouche County up in northern New Brunswick, where he started a salmon fishery with his brother. Spawning wasn't just left to the salmon. Swimming upstream at 96, Dickey was survived by his 2 sons, 5 daughters, 43 grandchildren, and 24 great-grandchildren.
This is Shane Pendergast, and I hope you're enjoying listening to Isle Tunes.
I feel the sun and it's straight over me.
Kneel to your queen. That is Bahamian musical monarch Baja Royalty on Isletunes with her 2021 single Right Now. Her art isn't limited to notes and recorded media, it extends to actual art. In fact, her colorful creations won her awards from the Bahamian government, and she's had her work displayed in the art gallery at the Guild. You know, there is an art to being in the right now, as opposed to dwelling on the past or terrorizing yourself about the future. Not that I've mastered that art, I mention it as a reminder to myself as much as a reminder to you. Let's consider ourselves reminded. Full disclosure, when I pick out songs for episodes, I'm not always consciously thinking of themes or sonic similarities. I try to strike a balance between giving artists new to the Isletunes music library exposure and playing folks who haven't been heard from in a while. I want women musicians to get their due, despite there being a higher percentage of men, at least among the music I've got access to. Then there's making sure to include older songs along with the newer, and spotlighting non-white, non-straight, and non-binary folks. It's a process, and one that can take a while. Sometimes I end up with motifs I hadn't planned on, and that's going to be evident in the unintentionally countrified bulk of the rest of the show, so let's just go with it, starting with Wood Andrews. Sort of. To begin with, he was the frontman of the group Boxer the Horse, who had three albums between 2008 and 2012. Last year, he went solo with his collection The Sound of Wood, which you're about to hear a cut from. Now, stay with me. Wood Andrews is already a pseudonym. But both on this record and in live performances of it, another alter emerges. This one's Scotty Lowther, the bad boy yang to Wood's kinder-hearted yin. And Scotty is the one responsible for the track on which I've overlaid a New Year's interpretation. After all, don't most of us do up New Year's resolutions? I don't, too much pressure, and I want to try to be better every day, not just the week after New Year's. That's where we're going with this back-to-back country tinge shift in direction. Wood Andrews, or is that Scotty Lowther, admits, "I've got a lot of bad habits, which I absolutely cannot relate to as I search for my chocolate and give you this
Isletunes Rock Log.
I got a lot of bad habits. I just can't quit. I'm so glad you love me, baby. Even though I got a lot of bad habits. My baby's addicted to me. My baby's dependent on me. She only thinks about me. She'd never quit me. Even though I got a lot of bad habits, I just can't quit. I'm so glad you love me, girl. I got a lot of bad habits. I need tonight to myself, honky-tonking for my mental health. I'll be chugging on a wine jug and smoking on something. Hello, I got a lot of bad habits. I just can't quit. I'm so glad you love me forever. A lot of bad habits. And if some cutie comes on a little flirty, I'll probably go with her to make love at her house. Like I said, I got a lot of bad habits. I just can't quit. I'm so glad you love me, girl. Even though I got a lot of bad habits. Drinking, cheating, smoking, joking when you're supposed to be well spoken. Always eating fast food, always being in a real bad mood. I chained my bike to another man's bike, wore heavy boots on a mountain high, made love to a woman that wasn't my wife. Out of my fork when I needed a knife. Like I said, I got a lot of bad habits. I just can't quit. I'm so glad you love me, baby. Even though I got a lot of bad habits. I just can't quit. I'm so glad you love me, girl. Even though I
bad habits. I just can't quit.
I heard the roar of thunder when a flash lit up the sky. Like a dozen drummers pouring rain amplified. So I stumbled to the window to see what I could see. And from the depth of reason, a voice called out to me. There's nothing you can do. Sit back and enjoy the show. Like a cork on the tide, we're just rolling with the flow. Floating through illusion, I keep doing as I should. Accepting and decepting, the hype misunderstood. Then while lost in reflection, perception comes along. Wondering where we all go after we are gone. But there's nothing you can do. Sit back and enjoy the show. Like a cork on the tide, we're just rolling with the flow. Second thought, 'cause there's nothing you can do. Sit back and enjoy the show. Like a cork on the tide, we're just rolling with the flow. There's nothing you can do. Sit back and enjoy the show. Like a cork on the tide, the flow. There's nothing you can do. Sit back and enjoy the show. Like a cork on the tide, we're just rolling with the flow. With the flow.
Donnie Johnston on AllTunes with his 2020 recording Rolling with the Flow, something it's not exactly inadvisable to make a habit of doing in a new year or any time. Man, Donnie must have kept his musical ambitions bottled up real good during his time as a purchasing manager. He only started taking guitar lessons 15 years ago following retirement, but since then he's unleashed over 700 songs. He freely confesses that some of them are meh, but he has posted at least 300 of his chosen ones on major music platforms. Donny fuses his focused soft rock sound with lyrics about love and pain, confusion and imagination, memories and illusion, and he's not afraid to get real in songs about aging and politics, also including true stories with added lies, as he told me. That's all a flow worth rolling with. Paula Arsenault is another artist who only recently found her voice, and found it even more recently at that. She's a mezzo-soprano raised in the island's Evangeline area, and like a lot of folks, the lockdown phase of the COVID pandemic afforded her the time to explore her collecting dust creativity, which led to her rediscovering her singing and launching into songwriting. And not bad for a debut release, by the way. This single that came out last March reached number 10 on CIOE's East Coast Top 30 Countdown. It's the second question song of the episode, a song that ponders from the POV of a parent, traits instilled and not instilled in a child. With What Kind of World, this is Paula Arsenault on IsleTunes.
What kind of world did I bring you in? The kind of world where I love you till the end. To explain to you how much, where do I begin? Regardless what you wanna do, at the end of the day, you got your mama's love, your mama's love. What kind of life will you choose to lead, or to live forever so of world will you leave behind? What kind of choices will you make in your life? Will you love the people who really treat you right? Will you work really hard or maybe work real smart? Regardless what you wanna do, at the end you leave behind. Did I read to you enough? Was I helpful when times were tough? Can I hold your hand across the street? Will you be kind? For you to fly, don't let your life pass you by. All I need is for you to try. Let your stars align. Never leave behind? What kind of world did I bring you in? The kind of world that is better with you within.
Paula Arsenault on Isletunes asking, what kind of world? You know, you can't change the world as a whole, even as it gets crazier and crazier, but you can affect change with what you teach the next generation, especially if it's teaching by example. Really, I think the fundamental lesson to get across to any child is, don't be a dick. It's not that difficult, really. As for Paula, aside from catching her in live performances of her own, you can also hear her singing in the up-and-coming contemporary choir, The Starlings. Still to come, Gordon Gallant waxes poetic about his spouse, Katie McGarry tells us why she keeps hanging around, and Brooke Miller wants us to know we've got her attention. All the Christmas concerts are done, and yeah, with summer gone and winter here, maybe there aren't as many PEI artists hitting stages as there were even a month ago, but that just means you don't have to make hard choices about who you're going to see, and I can help you mark your calendars with dates full of ditties as we now get into gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. Thursday, January 9th, it's Island Jazz, Jordan Taylor's birthday party happening at Baba's Lounge. Friday, January 10th, Route 225 plays at the Trailside Music Hall. Saturday, January 11th, it's a twin bill, Place aux Femmes vers la Démocratie, featuring Paula Arsenault, Adrienne Gallant, and Nathalie LeBlanc. They're playing at the Scott McCauley Performing Arts Center in Summerside. Looking into next week, January 15th, the Jack Pine Folk Club featuring Chris Corrigan, John Flood, Kaylin McCauley, and host Shane Pendergast. They're all playing at Baba's Lounge. The next night at Baba's, January 16th, it's Island Jazz Teresa Doyle Quintet. And January 17th, Shane Pendergast has his album launch for Winter Grace at the Trailside. And don't forget, open mic night at Baba's happens every Wednesday night at 9 with your host, the one and only Kinley.
Hey everybody, this is Kelly Mooney and you're listening to Isletunes.
I took her out for dinner on a cold night in Tennessee. She's expecting roses, even a ring tonight. She doesn't know who I am. She's better off with a wealthy man. Said she'll love me till the end. I'll watch her leave me when my bank account is dead. Bought the most finest wine, left me dry without a dime. Love talks and love hurts. Love can get you out. paycheck like it's hers. I'm too broke for myself.
IsleTunes brings you, wait for it, Luca Hall from his debut EP, To Be Honest. That's representative cut, Too Broke for Love. These days, if you buy a carton of eggs, you're too broke for love. Did you get the more country twang in Luca's delivery there? That's just one more facet of the 17-year-old's almost adulthood reinvention. He began playing fiddle at 6 and took that to island stages at 9, already pretty remarkable. But Luca took the step from covering fiddle medleys written by others to writing his own material, and he worked with producer Jake Charon from the East Pointers to commit that material to Megabytes. To Be Honest, which contains singles that started coming out over the summer, dropped last month. Honestly. Okay. Let's veer away from the unintentional countryfiedness I told you about earlier. You see, when I was first approached with the initial idea for this show, thank you, Rocky O'Neill, I determined from the word go that I didn't want it to just be white guys with fiddles or white guys with guitars. I mean, that would be easy to do, since PEI has no shortage of artists in either camp, but I made it my mission right away to include musicians from all walks of island life. And there's gonna be times it's not comfortable to listen to what some of these artists have to say. That's surely the case with Mi'kmaq rapper B-Nock, who, from the second he takes the microphone, gets in your face about the experience of living on a reservation, the trickle-down from previous generations' abuse in residential schools, persistent racism, and the addiction that too often results from some or all of that. When you've got legit reasons to be angry, rap can be the perfect outlet for it, and it's channeled into every track on the B's 2019 album, Rez. This cut's title is already going to cause its share of discomfort, and to that I say, good! IsleTunes takes you to B-Nock and Whitetown, which your GPS will rightly tell you is requirous of an
IsleTunes F-bomb alert!
Popping and sniffing and alcoholism addiction. All I've been living with, only house on the block is poverty stricken. Pining shit to get a bottle of liquor. My mama's been nodding off for a minute. And in a minute, I'ma dip into a bottle of my mama's prescription to get a palm of them. Demolish half before I walk in the kitchen. I say what's up to my little brother, then I walk to my older cousins just to check up on them. I never saw them in a minute. I guess the homies made a call into the city for some strippers and I miss the shit. Really just because I'm younger and you thought I never saw a titty. What you so, but boy, you're lucky I'm your friend. My mama just filled the script, took like 20, popped like 10. You can have the rest, I'm plenty good. That's enough to make your eyes heavy. You should ask your mom to borrow the Chevy. I saved like 50 from a ration. And it's Saturday night, I wanna sip and smoke and leave all the life's hassles aside. With all the negative vibes from this reservation, it's bad for my mind. Like I would rather be high, just like. Life is sad, but it's mine, fuck. Just some red boys in a white town. We don't make noise, we just wanna ride around. Maybe find a little something, rape enough to lay the pipe down. Yeah. Talking right now, just some red boys in a white town. We don't make noise, we just wanna ride around. Cop the new fit, I'm looking right now. Yeah. What I'm puffing on is quite loud. 15, 15. 15, getting pussy with the team. I was just a little younger, so I'm cuter, but I'm green. Haven't seen a pussy, only saw it on a screen. Had to get some alcohol to get the balls to drop the jeans. I never had a father figure come and talk to me or tell me how to use a condom properly. Probably caught some gonorrhea from this bitch on top of me. Too intoxicated to tell her stop, I get it rough for me. I told the homie, he laughed and gave the props to me.
And now we riding to the liquor store to grab another bottle. See, he's just another product of his father. We same family tree. So we can laugh at rest rats taking advantage of me. Fuck, I do the same thing, I'm just as savage as he. Never planned to be a man in our teens with all these fucking habits. How did we manage to eat? Never had a dad, just this ration and weed. I never had the cash or passion to seek another path. I would rather drink till I'm drunk. This life is fucking sad, but it's me. Just some red boys in a white town. We don't make noise, we just wanna ride around. Maybe find a little something, rape enough to lay the pipe down. Talking right now to some red boys in a white town. We don't make noise, we just wanna ride around. Cop the new fit, I'm looking right now. What I'm puffing on is quite loud.
B-Knock with his track that be knocking on our heads to remember that not every town is a white town, mapped out for you on Isletunes. If you were prejudiced against, you'd be angry too. Bigotry is so unnecessary, and really, it all goes back to don't be a dick. A lesson that unfortunately bears repeating. There will be a quiz on this lecture at the end of the show. Now, to stay true to this tone of integrity on a much less important issue, I did say last week at the end of Isletunes' 2024 interview retrospective episode, which if you skipped it, I suggest you go back and catch last year's representative sample of island artists and their tunes, that I would be bringing you the Darvel this week. And I meant to, but I wanted that to be in the form of an interview so we could find out what went into releasing a final album after the band broke up, which is not usually the way of these things. And with New Year's and all, plus other projects that needed tending to, I never got around to arranging that chat. I've literally just made a note to do so after I get done producing this episode. By the time you hear this, I'll have done it. So in the absence of an interview, well, that leaves us more time for music, doesn't it? And it's true, the rest of this week's offerings are more of a countrified nature. I'd grab my cowboy hat for it, but that would mean getting up off the couch, and do I have to tell you? Chances are, if you've followed island country music, or at least listened to CFCY back in the day, you know Gordon Gallant, who started his first band, the Rovers Four, in 1971. To hear tell it, they were the only country outfit around back then, and thereby their shows amassed quite the audience. Gordon won a Stompin' Tom Award in 2000, and in 2006, he released a CD called All My Saturday Nights, a nod to when most of his concerts took place. The disc includes the vocals of his daughter Maxine McClellan, you may remember her as Maxine McLeod, who released her own albums already in the 90s, and while most of the collection is comprised of favorite covers, it's Gordon's original composition we concentrate on here, a musical love letter to his wife Helena. We lost Gordon in 2020 at the age of 87, making this documentation of his work all the more poignant. This is Gordon Gallant singing about My Wife on Isletunes.
Isletunes Rock Log.
Oh, my wife is a wonderful lady. With her, there's no buts or no maybes. She goes around all day long, humming a song. Oh, my wife is a wonderful lady. Now she works to help make a living. She should be given a ribbon. She comes home at five, gets the household alive. Oh, my wife is a wonderful lady. When the weekend rolls around, we go into town to have ourselves a Kaylee. She lets me have a few drinks just to take out the kinks. Oh, my wife is a wonderful lady. Now she never gets mad when things go bad. There is no buts or no maybes. She always stays cool, she's nobody's fool. Oh, my wife is a wonderful lady. Now she dresses up neat when we go out to eat.
and I'm happy to say that she's mine. And I'll never regret the day that we met. Oh, my wife is a wonderful lady. Now when she gets old, God bless her soul, there'll still be no buts or no maybes. Her hair will be gray, what more can I say? But she'll still be a wonderful lady. Yeah, she'll still be a wonderful lady.
Thank you.
Katie McGarry telling Altoons why I keep hanging around. That's from her 2014 album, Waiting On. Katie has named Emmylou Harris, Patsy Cline, and the Dixie Chicks as some of her influences. You can definitely hear why in the track. Katie grew up in Belfast and built on singing in churches and community events as a child to writing and performing her own material. Waiting On was her second record. Her first was 2010's My Side of Town, which was nominated for 2 Music PEI Awards the following year. Now that it's 2025, it's officially 11 years since Katie's last offering. I guess you could say we're waiting on the next one. Let's finish this off with one more of the island's ladies of country. Next week I'll have to skip the genre completely to compensate for the country-heavy stylings of this episode, but for now, Brooke Miller. Like Katie, Brooke cut her singing teeth in girlhood, but by the age of 12, Brooke had formed a trio and toured around the Maritimes with it. She had her first CD out in 2003, and the next one was produced by legendary fingerstyle guitarist Don Ross. Brooke and Don were also married for a time. Brooke's album count totals 6, and she's taken inspiration from the likes of Ricky Lee Jones, Bonnie Raitt, and Joni Mitchell, to name a few. You're about to enjoy a selection from Brooke's 2010 album, Shake It Off. See, she came up with that 4 years before Taylor Swift put on a cheerleader outfit for her same-named video. But if Taylor were to hear this, she'd quote back to Brooke its title, You've Got My Attention. And it's here for you on the attention-getting Isletunes. Or is that attention-seeking? I can never tell the difference.
And it's hard to cover these thin ends and leaves, stumbling through the wetlands. I should be fighting back, I never learned my lesson, when it should be sinking in. I got new lines where I used to have curves, used to have brush marks, now I got slow. When I walk out, another's just mine. I'm on neither side of it. Oh,
you got my attention. My attention's all you've got. You got my attention. What do you want?
Dial Tunes wraps up its first episode of 2025. Still can't believe that's the year and we're still doing the gas car thing, plus actually regressing in terms of freedom and inclusion. And what was I saying? Oh, right, Brooke Miller. You've just finished listening to her song, You've Got My Attention, and I thank you that Dial Tunes has had yours for the last hour or so. Yeah, that's going to do it for another week. This has been episode 71, by the way. That's right, I've made 71 of these suckers for you. And since it isn't free for me to do these up for y'all, you can help by showing your support in one or more ways. You can do one-time monetary gifts or as many times as you want gifts through PayPal, link in the description. You can become a subscriber on Patreon for $5 a month, where in return, you get access to expanded video interviews and clips of live performances. I've just put my chat with Dennis Ellsworth up there. Yeah, it was from November 2023, but work with me, okay? And not to mention the first of three videos from the Soul PEI show in 2 Hours Traffic's 15th anniversary of Territory Tour last month at the Trailside. See it all on patreon.com/isletunes. More coming. Oh, I want to thank Helen Ashford, who upped her $5 a month donation to $25 a month. American! I forget what that works out to in Canadianese, but I so very much appreciate the raise, and everything I receive goes toward the production of this podcast. Check it. A new year is a good time for an announcement. Very soon, Alltunes is going to have merch. You heard it right, and all personally designed by me. We'd have it already, except the site I'm using has been tripping out, and I need to get some stuff fixed with them first, apparently. But look out for it soon. I made you as a calendar, and at the very least, you're going to have t-shirts. Smokin'. Direct all comments, suggestions, and requests to 902-807-4250 or amj@isletunes.ca. The same goes if you're an artist who wants to get your stuff played on here, or if you're a company thinking, hey, I'd love to sponsor this show. Record yourself doing an islanderism and use the aforementioned contact methods to get those to me as well. I'll start an ep with them, like I did with the utterance of Trevor Lowell Clements for this one. Follow Isletunes on Facebook and Instagram, where I also post links to where you can buy the music you hear on the show. I've joined TikTok and Blue Sky too, though I've yet to get into the habit of posting regularly to those. Hey, I'm not exactly a social media prodigy over here, but I'm doing my best. Musical contribution to the Isletunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and happy 2025 to all of you. May we keep our heads and senses of humor as the continuing nuttiness to the South emanates in all directions from it. Remember, we're first as their next-door neighbor, geographically, and as the 51st U.S. state, didn't you know? As we get closer to the inauguration of Herr Pumpkinfuhrer, it is absolutely incumbent upon us to keep remembering that ultimately freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. Season 7.